Welcome back. We're happy to welcome back to the program the good folks at Maria Dross Counseling Services here in Quincy to talk a little bit about what the organization does and also about their annual Fashion for Compassion fundraisers coming up later on this month. So Mike Shanahan, who you, our viewers know well, is here. And Mike, you brought a newbie with you.
That's right.
Yeah, good to see you, first of all. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
Over.
You too, Joe.
Welcome to J.J. Sorensen, new Director of Engagement at Maria Dross.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mike, I always like to start off, I guess, with just a little history lesson about Maria Dross.
Thank you.
Who you are, what you do.
Yes, we're just across the street in the 1890s building that has scaffolding over it for a year now, but we got new windows, so we're all excited about that. The Sisters of the Good Shepherd started Maria Dross Counseling Services back in 1992, and we still have one active sister, Sister Elise, who turns 90 this July.
Wow.
So we're preparing to celebrate that with her, but she doesn't like big celebrations, so we're not gonna, you know.
I hope she's not upset that we just revealed her age.
No, it comes with the territory.
Okay.
It's a celebration for all of
sure.
us that, you know, this 90-year-old person still working like she does, and she's beloved by so many. So it's a gift every day that she's with us, and I'm so grateful to work with her.
Nice.
And I'm approaching my 13th year as the executive director. It's going fast. And our mission is to make mental health accessible and affordable. And so we've been doing that from the very beginning. And we use a sliding fee scale and work with people on payment plans and get people through the door so that they can get in quicker by coming to us because we're small, so we can get them in. And then we can, if there's payment issues, we take care of that. And so we do great work. We're a staff of right now about 23 therapists. And there's only two non-providers, JJ being the second one now, and Stacy Campbell, who you know, the other one who helped both helping support the agency and run it. But it's a great organization, and I'm privileged to be there and love the role that I have there.
Yeah. Has the staff of counselors increased, Mike, since you've been there?
It kind of ebbs and flows. You know, people come and go, but we do have a core that's remained with us, and over half of our staff is past interns because they believe in our mission and want to stay on with us, so I'm proud about that. There's a lot of our therapists that do couples work, and you don't find that at a lot of places. Most therapists work on a one-to-one individual basis, and fewer do couples, and then even fewer still do family therapy. And now we're going to have three family therapists, including me, at the place. So that helps too, because sometimes families need to interact and work on things in counseling, and they're looking for people. I'm seeing a family now, and they said, you know, we called a bunch of places, we couldn't get in anywhere, and we're so happy that you guys do family counseling.
Yeah.
So that is an asset that we provide. So I'm proud of that as well.
What other areas of counseling do you provide at Maria Dross?
Well, you know, we focus on from the very young. We have three therapists now that see children as young as four, and then, you know, all the way up through adolescence and high school. And then we all see middle-aged people, you know, like us, older, including the elderly. I didn't say the elderly.
That's right.
And we handle all the standard things. You know, mental health basically divides into depression-based symptoms or anxiety-based symptoms, and so there's all kinds of variations of that. And we all have our specific trainings.
Yes.
Many of us are trained in trauma modalities, so some people, you know, depression or anxiety things or things that have happened to them can be trauma-inducing. And so when we have clients that come in that need trauma help, we can provide that kind of counseling as well.
Are there areas that you don't currently offer that you'd like to?
Well, that's a good question. You know, right now we don't have therapists that specialize in autism. You know, so there's definite areas where it'd be nice to have other counselors doing certain types of things like that. But most of the people, over 90% of the people that come to us, we have people that can help them.
Okay.
And if we don't, we refer them out. So
I see.
That's also something we do. I mean, our mission is to, you know, accept everybody who comes to us.
Yes.
However, sometimes people that call might need in-hospital, you know, hospitalization and inpatient, they call
it. Sure, yeah.
So we'll refer them out. Sometimes we're calling 911 for them or calling the Boston Best Team, you know, depending on if people call us in a crisis.
Yeah.
And other times we can get people that are in a crisis that, you know, we can handle in that day or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the advantages of being a smaller agency. And
flexible, right?
Flexible,
yeah.
Nimble, yeah.
Is substance use treatment part of your counseling as well?
We don't have a straight substance abuse counselor, substance use counselor. But we do, like I'm trained in what's called dual diagnosis. So a lot of people come in presenting with anxiety or depression type, mental health issues, mm-hmm. and they might have substance abuse attached to
gotcha.
It, and then we work with that.
It's a symptom of the deeper problem.
That's right,
yeah,
and so
that
it kind of works together with you know, the anxiety they're sure. having or whatever, and so most of us handle that, and you know, but there is another counselor, you know, LADC licensed alcohol and drug use counselors that see people specifically for that modality,
okay.
and it's straight about the substance use.
Sure.
Yeah.
You are a registered 501c3 nonprofit.
That's right.
As well, right?
Yes.
So donations are tax deductible.
That's right. Donations are tax deductible.
Yes. Yes. Are you seeing at all or concerned at all about funding issues going forward? I know that other social service agencies are grappling with reduced federal funding specifically. Are you worried about that at Maria Drost?
Well, I would lie if I said I'm not worried about funding. I'm always worried about funding.
Well, of course, as the executive director.
That's right.
Yeah.
However, we do have, we have the CDBG block grant as really our only federal funding that comes through. Otherwise, everything's private grants and foundations as well as our donors.
Yes.
So we're not as affected as some of the agencies have been by that. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a help, actually.
Which makes Fashion for Compassion very important.
Yes, our annual fundraiser is very important.
Yes, so this is the big one, right, from Maria Drost every spring?
That's right.
Every spring?
I mean, because we're reducing the fee, we're using our sliding fee scale,
yes.
where there's a lot of revenue we're not collecting, and we have to make that up to keep people on staff and to hire good people like JJ, who's helping us out now.
Yeah, so Tuesday, May 19th, 6 p.m. at Granite Links, right here in Quincy. And before we talk about it, JJ, let's talk about you. How did you come to Maria Drost?
So I have been a friend of Maria Drost for a very long time. A good friend of mine, Megan Earl-Levesque, is one of the counselors at Maria Drost and actually a product of our internship program and one of those counselors that came on full time. So I've been aware of the mission and the great work through my friend for many, many years. I've also participated in their fundraisers in the past. They did a music for mental health event that I was a part of twice, and we're hoping to bring that back this year as well,
this year,
later
in the
year.
Okay.
Yep. So, it's been kind of like an evolving relationship, really. And then this past fall, there was an opportunity where a position was open, and Mike called me in and had a conversation, and one thing led to another, and I was able to come on full time. So I started here in December, and I'm very excited to be here and in the Quincy, network and working for Maria Drost.
Yeah, you're a New England native, right?
Yes, I'm a native of Rhode Island.
Okay, all right.
Grew up in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Now famous for Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I think the wedding's this summer, but I don't believe I'm on the guest list.
Oh.
But no, and I was in Providence, Rhode Island for the last several years. I was working at LaSalle Academy and Johnson Wales University before that.
Okay, all right. So what is your training? What's your background in?
So I have a major in English.
Okay.
I my first career, I was part of a startup consulting business in the energy sector, natural gas and electricity commodity contracts. Mm. So I was in kind of energy consulting for close to 8 years. I ended up pivoting into fundraising. Mm-hmm. The latter half of my time in the energy business, I was a sales manager, was looking for a change, and fundraising just kind of seemed like a fit. Fundraising was a lot of the same kind of skills and all of that as sales, but I wanted something more mission-oriented, and so that's how I found my way into fundraising.
Yeah, so does the mission of Maria Drost, you know, the mental health counseling mission, connect with you?
Oh, for sure, yes. So, you know, in addition to having a close friend who is a counselor, you know, I've been familiar with it through Megan for many years, but I myself have gone through therapy and benefited greatly from that too. So, you know, mental health is very important, and it's very near to my heart. And, you know, I think that we've done a lot of great work as a culture of destigmatizing it, but we need to continue doing that.
Sure.
And, you know, people need to seek help when they need to, and it's very important.
Yeah, and remove the veil of secrecy, right?
Correct,
talking
yes.
about it first and foremost, yeah.
Right.
So let's talk about Fashion for Compassion. So this is where you get to put all your skills into action, JJ, right? all your fundraising skills. What's going to be happening on Tuesday, May 19th, 6 p.m. at Granite Links?
We're very excited that Liam Martin is going to be our keynote speaker. So, you know, Liam is another individual who's been very vocal about advocacy for mental health.
Yes.
He's a former news anchor, and he's a mental health advocate. We're very honored that he's going to be joining us as our keynote speaker. So he's kind of the highlight of the night. We have Lisa Donovan, another huge star in the local area, who's going to be MC. So Lisa's going to bring the energy for the evening.
Nice.
She's on Billy and Lisa in the Morning on iHeartRadio. One of our board members, Karen Donnellan, will be speaking as well. So we got a really good speaking program, some great guest speakers, and then the highlight of the night will be a big fashion show.
Yeah.
So the excitement kind of caps off the night at the end of it. We have some great local support with that too.
Yeah, please.
On the show side, George and Dino, Lululemon, and Blue Mercury from Hingham. Patty Silver Designs is also supporting, and Aura Salon in Quincy. So it's a real kind of like local kind of get together and showcasing a lot of local talent. It's going to be a very fun and exciting evening. And, you know, I think most importantly, just bringing forth advocacy for and visibility of mental health and you know, celebrating getting better and seeking help and the joy in recovery.
Who are your models, JJ?
So the local vendors that I just mentioned are handling
that. Okay.
Thankfully, not the staff will.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I think, Mike, weren't you a model 1 year?
No, they never asked
me. Never asked you.
No surprise.
Okay. So staff from those organizations?
Yeah, those organizations that I just mentioned are running the show itself.
Okay.
So I think we have a large number of models, and there's 30 or so that are going to be walking the runway.
Wow.
So,
okay.
And they'll be showcasing some great fashion from local talent, and it should be quite a show.
Is there an actual runway?
Yes, we do. We'll have a full runway the length of the hall and in Granite Links.
Nice.
So it's a true fashion show.
Yeah, it sounds it. Yep. Is there refreshments, entertainment? Well, the entertainment, of course, is the show.
Yes. So it's a seated dinner.
Oh, it is.
We'll have a buffet.
Oh, okay.
And as part of the program, there's a cocktail hour, 6 to 7 p.m.
Oh, very good.
Will be the cocktail hour, and then the program and dinner will start at 7 p.m.
Okay. How do folks participate in Fashion for Compassion?
So if you go to our website,
MariaDrossCounseling.com,
there's a link to the fashion show website from there.
Okay.
You can register. Tickets are still for sale,
okay.
So we're seeking to sell some more tickets. There's also still some sponsorship spots available.
Great.
We do want to thank a few of our sponsors that are already in the door. Mayor Tom Koch in the city of Quincy is supporting the event. Claudia Sorgi, Welch Senior Living, Eastern Bank, and the Wesling family.
Okay.
We've also seen a real inspiring outpouring of support in memory of Tom Maloney, a board member of ours who recently passed.
Oh.
And Tom Maloney is a big Quincy native and you know, a very, very well-respected man in the community.
Nice.
This event was very near and dear to his heart, so we're going to be dedicating this year's fashion show to Tom Maloney, and we've been seeing a lot of support in his honor for the event as well.
Oh, very nice. Okay, very good. So you said there is room still for more sponsorships?
Yes, okay. We are still seeking more sponsorships, and information on that's also on the website, and if anyone would like to attend, they can purchase a ticket there as well.
Okay, great. And do you have a kind of a fundraising goal, JJ, for the event?
We have not set a specific public goal, but this is our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Yes.
And, you know, as Mike was alluding to earlier, this money is supporting the clients who cannot afford the co-pays and have to use our sliding scale. So this supports directly people in need who cannot afford care.
Great. Okay, very good. And Mike, is it just kind of to the general operating fund of Maria Dross?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I mean, our biggest expense is salaries.
Right.
And,
with most corporations, right? Yeah. Most companies, yeah.
So 80 cents of every dollar raised in the Fashion for Compassion goes to helping clients and overcoming that deficit.
So. Okay. Right, so
it's a dedicated group of therapists we have, and they love working with clients, and clients love our space. You know, I think it's a vestige of the sisters that were there that created a healing, holistic space.
And
I always say, like, the wood remembers, you know, that we're in this old building, this old wood, and people come in and they just feel like they come early, they say, because it's like, I just feel a calmness when I come, and I just like to sit ahead of my scheduled session. You know, you hear that a lot.
Really?
I've paid attention to that over the years,
and
we hear that in different ways. So we're continuing a great legacy begun by the sisters, and, you know, hoping it continues for many more years.
Well, certainly, Do you still offer virtual counseling?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that kind of started during the pandemic, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'd say it's 30 to 40% of our clients are virtual. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And,
okay.
And it does bring in people from further away, they're, you know, because of the traffic in Boston, they can't make, they're like, hey, can we do it virtually today? Because I can't get there. No problem.
Yes.
You know, so it's helped us during, like, the big winter storms we had when therapists could work from home, clients could.
Yeah.
So I like it for that reason, but most clients, myself included, you prefer the one-on-one, you know, in-person.
Oh, it's a total different experience.
Yeah.
Sure. But for convenience sake, right?
Absolutely. So we do offer it. If some clients want it right away, it can only be virtual, no problem.
Okay.
Others have like a hybrid of it, and then some are just all the time they're in-person.
In-person.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Telephone and video or both?
Yeah, telephone and video. Some people don't have the video means, or it's not good. It's not a strong connection, so we've done it over the phone with them. Others, you know, we've learned if you turn off the video, usually the signal's good enough to still have the audio.
Sure. Yeah.
So we work with people with what they've got, including just calling them on their phones.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. You mentioned interns. Are there openings, internship availabilities?
Well, we do that around January for the next fall. So this fall, we do have two interns coming to Maria Dross. So every year there's, you know, I'd say 1 to 4 interns. And so I'm happy to have two more people coming, and they're fully trained and have a great experience. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. And again, JJ, tickets still available for Fashion for Compassion. Do you need any help that night? Volunteer opportunities at all? Or?
Sure. We'd be happy to. Anyone who would like to help us out, please feel free to contact us.
Okay.
But we are very happy. We have a great core of volunteers already. Eastern Bank is always very supportive on the volunteer end. Donna Kelby is our board chair, and she's very involved in the event. So we have a core from Eastern Bank, but we're always looking for volunteer help if anyone is interested to support in that way.
And maybe for music program later on this year, right? You never know.
Stay tuned for the
fall. Are you a musician yourself?
Yes, I am, yes.
Oh, okay. What do you play?
I play guitar and sing, or try to sing.
Okay.
I suppose I try to play guitar as well.
No, you're good. I've seen I've heard of
Mike is a musician as well. He's not going to get off the hook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll have to start practicing. Maybe they'll let me play a song or two.
All right. We'll have to have you both back later on this year and get an update on that.
Yeah,
maybe a live performance.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Thank you both. Really
thank you.
Thank you.
Very welcome.